It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Older people have been the most vulnerable to illness and death from the coronavirus. Roz Brown has more on this issue from the Texas News Service.
It's estimated that about half of the people who have died from COVID-19 have been nursing home residents, and senior advocates want Texas to tackle the crisis at every level of government. AARP Texas State Director Tina Tran says local and state officials, along with Texas legislators, need to prioritize the health and safety of seniors at long-term care facilities. That means providing timely information to help families make decisions.
We want facilities to ensure that they're providing testing and they have adequate personal protective equipment. We would like to require daily reporting of facilities to help manage public health response and keep families up to date.
Tran says funding is critical to guarantee there's sufficient recruiting, training, and retention at care facilities to provide the residents with adequate care. She adds it's important that families are consistently connected to their loved ones through video chats or phone calls. Communicating has been critical for Randy Jones, whose 85-year-old mother is recovering after contracting COVID-19 at a nursing home outside of Houston. He believes his mother's care facility is one of the best, but needs to prioritize connecting with family because many seniors are not tech-savvy.
Part of their contingency plan needs to be, who can these people communicate with? How can we facilitate that? Can we take iPads into their rooms once a day for 5 minutes so they can talk to their family, tell them how they're feeling? Those contingency plans need to provide for that.
Until the crisis, Diane Pope took her 95-year-old father on long drives near his San Antonio nursing home. Now she relies on social media to connect with him.
I can see how they interact with him, and they're all wearing masks. And when there's a problem with the internet, which there often is, unfortunately, he gets very upset. But he's learned that he can call somebody, and if it doesn't pop back up in a little while, they'll call me again.
Until recently, there was no federal mandate for nursing homes to report coronavirus outbreaks or deaths. AARP wants a requirement that all long-term care facilities compile data on cases and deaths related to COVID-19. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
We are speaking with candidates running in contested primary races in New Mexico. This week, we are hearing from candidates running in the Democratic primary for the District 34 state representative race. Today, we hear from incumbent Democratic state representative Ray Lotta, who spoke with me about why he is seeking re-election to the District 34 seat. Thank you so much for joining us, Representative Lotta. Why are you seeking re-election?
Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity. I'm seeking re-election to continue the work that has been started in District 34. You know, I really believe in developing relationships and creating partnerships, and so far those have been very successful and very fruitful for the work that we're doing in House District 34, and I'd like to continue that.
As you know, across the globe and right here in New Mexico, COVID-19 has impacted so many lives. With that in mind, can you tell us what you think the major issues are facing the district and the state?
That's a good question. Thank you for that. So the district's proximity to El Paso is a big issue that I've been keeping an eye on, because the southern New Mexico, especially the southern communities, you know, Solomon Park, Santa Fe, La Union, you know, they really have a lot of a real interconnection, like I like to call it in Spanish, un enlace, with the two communities, because people move back and forth between the two communities so much. They work over there, they have family over there, and there's a lot of movement back and forth. And as we've seen, the numbers have shown that there are more cases in the southern part of the county than in other parts of the county, and that really concerns me. And that's something that I think we need to really work on and address, that if you do have to go to El Paso, if you have to go work over there, or if you're going to go visit or go see a family member, that you please take the precautions and wear your mask and practice social distancing.
Okay, so if reelected, how do you think you can address these issues with possibly legislation?
So the interesting thing, and thank you for that again, you know, the interesting about this is this has to be a strategic approach that we have to take to this. We need to get the investment of the people in order for this to work. So as far as legislation is concerned, you know, I really don't see how we can legislate that people wear masks and practice social distancing. You know, this is more of a personal responsibility type thing. But as far as the legislature is concerned, what I would like to do, or at least look at, is possibly, and I know we're in a budget crunch right now, but I would really like to see more money set aside or some money set aside for this type of emergency situation. So that's something that I would really consider looking at, and I think that's something that my colleagues and I should look at is coming up with a contingency fund for this type of thing so we can have a more immediate response since we've learned so much from what's happened these past few months.
That was District 34 Democratic State Representative Ray Lotta. You can listen to my full interview with the state representative at krwg.org.